KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies here at Atlantic. We currently have 38 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Three people were arrested yesterday for the deaths of two elderly residents in Carroll County. Investigators say the suspects, all from Denison, are accused in the deaths of 80-year-old Marvin Hoosling and 81-year-old Alice Huizinga. Their bodies were found Monday on property owned by Hoosling near Deloitte in Crawford County, where a trailer home and truck had been set on fire. Dan Dawson is a special agent with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation.
I believe the medical examiner's office has ruled it multiple gunshot wounds as related to Mr. Hoosling, as related to Mrs. Huizinga. Her death was the result of homicidal violence.
The individuals arrested are identified as 26-year-old Michael Schenck, 19-year-old Jaden Chapin, and 36-year-old Erica Haberberger Danes.
Generically, what our investigation is telling us right now, the three people identified as charged in this investigation were likely out that property to engage in stealing scrap metal from that property.
Dawson described the victims as longtime friends and said the suspects were general acquaintances. Dawson declined to describe how many events may have unfolded Monday at the crime scene.
I can't get into the exact specifics of that, but by the very nature of their death, you know, there had to have been a confrontation there.
And he does not anticipate any more arrests in the case.
We feel fairly confident that the individuals related to this incident have been identified and apprehended.
All three suspects are being held in the Crawford County Jail and charged with two counts of first-degree murder and one count of first-degree arson. News time is 8:02.
Is your world shrinking? I'm not referring to the size of the planet, but to your surroundings, the part of your world in which you interact. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're beginning to experience a hearing loss, or if you've had one and it's becoming worse, your world really does, in essence, start to shrink. For example, if you're sitting close to someone in a small, well-lit room, it's not difficult to hear the person talking to you. But beyond that easy listening situation, you could begin to struggle. Compare it to being in the woods at night with only a candle. You won't see very much. But if you exchange that candle for a flashlight, your circle will be a bit larger. And then when the sun comes up, you'd be able to see quite a distance. The same thing happens with hearing loss and hearing aids. In your small, well-lit room, your circle is, again, pretty small. But my goal is to help people realize when they're having a problem, and then to try to expand their circle, to get them out of their small room and back to enjoying the world. People's experiences vary, and there's not a one-size-fits-all remedy. But the first step to keeping your circle where you want is to make an appointment. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, Tyson Foods has changed its plans and has decided to keep open its beef plant in Denison. Officials say the decision will save nearly 400 jobs in the city of about 8,400. Tyson spokesman Gary Michelson said Thursday that the employees were given the good news last week. 2 years ago, Tyson said the aging slaughterhouse could close after completion of a $90 million expansion and modernization project at Tyson's beef plant in Dakota City. The Dakota City project originally was expected to be completed in mid-2013, but it's taken longer than anticipated, and completion is now expected this summer. Tyson said reasons to keep open the Denison plant include the closing of some competitors' beef plants and the lower feed prices for cattle. Well, St. Patrick's Day is an all-day celebration for many, and for some, it of course includes alcohol. The Iowa Governor Traffic Safety Bureau reminds you to celebrate responsibly. Police will be working overtime this weekend between now and the 17th, strictly enforcing all motor vehicle laws as part of the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau program. Remember to click it or ticket and drive sober or get pulled over. Watch your speed and stop at all the stop signs. Iowa law enforcement will be stepping up patrols this holiday weekend to try and prevent alcohol-related crashes. Drunk driving violators often face jail time, the loss of their driver's license, higher insurance rates, and other expenses, including attorney's fees, court costs, vehicle towing or repairs, and, of course, lost wages due to time off from work. An average OWI can cost close to $10,000. A phone call or a taxi, they say, is much less costly and, of course, a safer alternative. The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau recommends you designate a sober driver before your party begins. In recent years, two of every five traffic deaths that occurred on this holiday weekend involved a drunk driver. In Iowa, eight people lost their lives last March in an alcohol-related traffic crash with a double fatality occurring during the St. Patrick's Day weekend. Officials say don't push your luck this St. Patrick's Day. Celebrate smart and stay safe. And there are several steps they offer for a safe and happy St. Patrick's Day weekend. All those steps are available under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Sheriff's officials in Cass County report an Atlantic woman was arrested Wednesday on a district court warrant. 38-year-old Eva Marie Coatney was taken into custody for failure to appear for a debtor's exam. Coatney was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on her own recognizance. An Atlantic man was arrested Wednesday on two Cass County warrants for failure to serve jail time. According to Atlantic Police, 30-year-old Cody Hansen was brought to the Cass County Jail and held without bond. The warrants issued on March 3rd were associated with incidents of assault, which occurred in June and October of 2013. The Page County Sheriff's Office says two accidents occurred recently. An accident Thursday morning at 250th and Vine Avenue, southeast of Clarinda, caused $7,000 damage, but no one was injured. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says a 2003 Chrysler Concord, driven by 34-year-old Tara Hoskins of Clarinda, was turning left from 250th onto Vine at around 7:45 a.m. when her car collided with a 2002 Ford Focus driven by 23-year-old Austin Ashrell of Clarinda. The accident happened as the Focus was traveling north on Vine and didn't come to a complete stop at the intersection. In addition, Hoskins' vision was obscured due to frost on her driver's side window, and she was traveling left of center. There were no citations issued. The other accident occurred March the 4th at the intersection of 170th and E Avenue south of Essex. Sheriff Palmer says a 2000 Dodge Dakota pickup driven by 18-year-old Caleb Kelly of Essex was traveling south on E Avenue at around 3:50 p.m. when he failed to stop at the stop sign. His pickup hit a 2003 Dodge Ram driven by 62-year-old Donovan Lundgren of Essex, causing both trucks to be totaled. Both drivers and a passenger in the Lundgren pickup, 59-year-old Cheryl Lundgren, suffered non-incapacitating injuries and were transported to the Shenandoah Hospital by ambulance. Kelly was cited for failure to obey a stop or yield sign. The Cass County Sheriff's Office issued a statement Thursday letting residents of the county know that while the Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association appeals are coming out in the mail, they're not coming directly from the Cass County Sheriff's Office, but the mailings are legitimate. Individuals choosing to join the voluntary program can do so for as little as $25, while businesses can show their support for a minimum of $50 contribution. The funding provides critically important technical resources, training, and legislative support on key criminal justice issues. Persons who have not received a membership appeal and would like more information can contact the Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association in writing at Post Office Box 526, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022, or visit their website at www.issda.org. The payment to join the Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association cannot be made, however, at the Cass County Sheriff's Office. In anticipation of rapidly drying conditions forecast for this weekend, the Shelby County Emergency Management officials said Thursday that they'll begin their biweekly local fire danger assessments next week. Spring cleanup time is traditionally the time when a lot of people turn to burning their brush piles. And officials say being aware of the potential for that small fire to spread due to wind and other meteorological conditions conducive to rapid fire spread is what the Fire Danger Assessment Program is all about. Monitoring and burning conditions will allow authorities to advise residents as to whether a controlled open burn should be put off to a more favorable day and save area volunteer firefighters from leaving their jobs for a burn which becomes uncontrollable. Shelby County Emergency Management asks you to call your controlled burns into the Emergency Management Agency at 712-755-2124. Officials will take your information and put you in touch with the fire chief in your community. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the verbal war of warnings over Ukraine continues today. Russia has warned again that it reserves the right to intervene in defense of ethnic Russians it says are under the threat in eastern Ukraine, where Crimea votes Sunday on whether to split from Kiev and ally with Moscow. Russia says the Kiev government is unable to provide basic public security. The West has warned Russia of severe consequences. Malaysia's transport minister says the search for a missing airliner is being expanded westward only because it's still missing and not because of any new information about the disappearance. The international search expanded today further into the Indian Ocean amid signs the aircraft may have flown on for hours after its last contact with air traffic controllers. Officials say an apartment building explosion scene in New York City is still being treated as a rescue operation with a possibility of finding survivors. Workers are using sound devices to probe for voices and telescopic cameras to peer into small spaces in the rubble that used to be two buildings before a gas blast ripped them apart. Homeowners living in flood-prone neighborhoods can look forward to protection from big increases in their insurance bills. President Obama is set to sign a bipartisan bill reversing much of a 2012 overhaul of the government's much-criticized flood insurance program after angry homeowners facing sharp premium hikes protested. News time is 8:10.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
In the funeral announcements, Donald Lowe, age 86, of Oakland, has died. Graveside services for Donald Lowe will be this morning at 9 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Rican Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Betty Jean Kent, age 80, formerly of Guthrie Center, died March 6th in California. Memorial services for Betty Kent will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Evelyn Marie Kington, age 97, of Harlan, died Monday at Virtue Medical Center in Harlan. Private family graveside services are planned for Evelyn Kington. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Laverne Pickett, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Graveside services for Laverne Pickett will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Harold William Bill Hocamp, age 79, of Adair, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bill Hocamp will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Robert Landon, age 74, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Landon will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Ted Pellett, age 90, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Ted Pellett will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Anna Flynn, age 94, of Elkhorn, died February 28th. Memorial services for Anna Flynn will be held March 22nd at 2 p.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Vern Eggers, age 89, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial graveside services for Bernie Eggers will be on March 29th at 11 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of arrangements for Bernie Eggers. And Elsie Marie Hackett, age 93, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor. Memorial services for Elsie Hackett will be held at a later date with the Rican Veith Funeral Home of Oakland in charge of arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.